This is WWJ All Local.
There was shouting and chanting outside the Henry Ford Centennial Library as Christian nationalist and his supporters, Jake Lang, gathered ahead of the Dearborn City Council meeting last night.
We will have our homelands back! Crusade on! Crusade on!
Lang and some of his supporters followed the rally with an appearance before Dearborn City Council.
The crusade has begun. Your time in this country is running short. The time of stealing from the Detroit black Christian Americans is over. It's over. Muslims go home before we send you home.
State Representative Alabas Farhat followed Lang in addressing the council.
This is a city where we believe in coexistence and unity, where we believe that to be American is about the values you preach and believe and stand for, and not about your religion or birthplace. That is what it is to be American. That is why our founding fathers gave us a constitution and Bill of Rights that protects your freedom of speech just as much as our freedom of religion.
Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud also addressed council, saying the city has more than 40 churches and mosques where thousands of people go to pray, and while they may pray differently, they pray for many of the same things. Police say they made multiple arrests and will release more information later today. In the meantime, Dearborn police are working to determine if anyone arrested yesterday will face charges. WWJ's Charlie Langton joining us live with more. Charlie.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. That's right. We could find out today how many people were actually arrested, and then of those, how many will actually face charges. Of course, this is in relation to the protest in Dearborn last night. Officials did say that multiple arrests were made, and onlookers counted at least seven people that were taken into custody. Now, protesters started out in front of the Henry Ford Centennial Library hours before the scheduled 7 p.m. City Council meeting. Pro-Christian activists, we already mentioned it, Jake Lang, you just heard him. He was eventually joined by groups to displaying signs of KKK and Nazi symbols. There were physical fights seen. Not sure of the severity of the injuries, which could actually determine the severity of the charges. We'll find out later today. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
A police officer is behind bars and another facing termination, both accused of misusing flock cameras. The system of more than 120,000 automatic license plate readers is used by law enforcement nationwide.
The cameras scan every plate that passes, logging it into a database police can search. No warrant needed. In Ohio, a county commissioner is asking the sheriff to pause the cameras after an audit found that in just 1 month, more than 900,000 searches were run on Lucas County's camera data by roughly 3,200 law enforcement agencies, most of them from outside Ohio.
That's ABC's Lionel Moyes reporting.
The future plans for the Renaissance Center in downtown Detroit were outlined by Bedrock and General Motors executives, but WWJ's Darilyn Horn reports that not every Detroiter is on board.
The plan, transform 35-plus acres of the Rensen and East Riverfront. The project will have three parking decks, a residential tower, a hotel tower with commercial retail, and an office tower. And of course, a Chicago-like riverfront park. But at Tuesday's first community benefits ordinance meeting, developers confirmed something residents like Dwayne Hoffman are not thrilled about.
For them to tear down two towers, that's just going to make the skyline look incredibly ridiculous. And on top of it, it's not necessary. If they took their time, they could develop each one of those towers with where, yeah, it probably will be sky high rent, but however, at least make 20% of them where it's affordable housing.
There's other ways people can engage outside of the CBO meetings. There's the Atwater Community Hub, where you can speak with project leaders, the Roadshow, which is when project leaders go door to door in each district, and an online survey can be found at drf.dev. Darilyn Horn, WWJ News Radio 950.
People in Southgate toured a newly renovated bank tower building on Trenton near 4th Street yesterday. Developers spent about $50 million turning the building, which is the tallest downriver, into luxury apartments. There was a ribbon cutting and community open house last night. Southgate city officials say the first residents will be moving in within the next few weeks. Rents range anywhere from $1,200 to $2,500 a month.
One Macomb County School District will soon open its new football stadium. Utica Community Schools is set to reopen Swinehart Stadium after more than a year of construction and nearly $17 million in upgrades, funding by a bond approved in 2023. The stadium is shared by Eisenhower and Utica High Schools. The stadium will house double the fans. There are seats for 4,000 people. There's also a new audio setup as well.
Well, we've been reporting for weeks on the concerning increase in e-bike crashes, but a community in Wayne County says these dangerous bikes might not actually be e-bikes. WWJ's Luke Sloan joining us live to explain. Luke.
Yeah, Jackie, the Grosse Pointe Farms Department of Public Safety says that they want parents to take a closer look at exactly what they're riding. They could be e-bikes, but they might not be. So they're urging all parents to really kind of examine what their kids are riding, whether it be a bicycle or something adjacent. The department says that not every electric bike is an e-bike. There are some that are built more like motorcycles and kind of are motorcycles as opposed to traditional bicycles. So they want parents to perform quick inspections on all these bikes, checking out things like how they're classified, how powerful the motor is, and what the maximum speed is to try and figure out what the bike is. Other things to look at are, does the bike have to be registered as a vehicle, and can it be legally operated on the road? And now Grosse Pointe Farm says if you don't know what all this is and it's kind of confusing, you can give them a call. They'll come to your home and they'll check out these bikes for you before something potentially dangerous could happen. Reporting live, Luke Sloan, WWJ News Radio 950.
More is known, but some questions still remain surrounding a human skull that turned up at a local collection spot.
The skull was donated to a Chelsea Goodwill together with a few shirts back in January. According to the Washtenaw County Medical Examiner, the skull is believed to have come from an African-American woman between 20 and 49 years of age. It's unknown how long ago the person passed away. On Tuesday, the skull was turned over to the FBI crime lab in Quantico, Virginia, for further testing, including DNA analysis. The skull is well-preserved, skeletonized, dry, and with a few traces of adherent soil on it. There are no signs of trauma to the skull and no indications it was ever used as a medical or testing device. Kyle Kimball, WWJ. News Radio 950.
New tariffs on $20 billion worth of Canadian imports will not be going into effect at this time. President Trump posted on social media that he had paused the tariffs because the U.S. and Canada have struck a deal. The import taxes would have hit about 5% of what Canada ships to the U.S. every year, including products ranging from hockey sticks to tongue depressors. Mary Buchzeiger, the CEO of Auburn Hills-based automotive supplier Lucerne International, says the industry continues to crave policy stability.
Wherever the tariffs may land, they just need to land already. We've been circling around the airport and everybody's starting to get a little airsick. It's time to put the plane down so that we can put some stability in front of us and actually start making plans to march forward with a little bit of certainty under our belts.
A June poll conducted by the Michigan Smart Trade Alliance shows that 3 in 4 Michigan residents believe that tariffs are contributing to higher inflation and increasing prices.
With school about to start, most teachers spend about $1,000 of their own money for their classroom every year. At Martin Luther King Jr. Senior High School in Detroit, teacher Carrie Russell also uses a crowdfunding platform donors choose to pay for projects.
When we think about what projects we want to put out there, with Donors Choose and some of these other crowdsourcing wonderful platforms, that we can focus in on those extra things that we know that our students need to like stay engaged in the classroom.
Russell says that has helped save her some money and helped get her a 3D printer and other things for her classroom over the years. You can look for projects to fund at donorschoose.org.
During the first day of the newest trial involving social media giant Meta on Tuesday, the attorneys general of California, Colorado, and New Jersey all held a news conference in Oakland to discuss their hopes with this case, which is accusing Meta of designing Facebook and Instagram to hook young users. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says that this is an important effort to hold Meta accountable.
This is about our children, the next generation, our kids. They deserve to be safe.
A bipartisan group of 29 U.S. states is also suing Meta for similar accusations, seeking changes to how Meta does business.
We may soon see more Amazon drones buzzing around Metro Detroit.
Millions more people may be able to get smaller, lightweight Amazon packages delivered by drones by the end of the year. The company plans to expand their airborne shipping to suburban areas in nearly 500 U.S. cities, intensifying the battle between Amazon and Walmart to provide customers with the fastest delivery times. Amazon says that customers could receive drone deliveries of packages up to 5 pounds in as fast as 30 minutes. The federal government has proposed a rule that would allow more drone operators to fly beyond the horizon, but that has not yet been finalized. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.